Also at 7 o'clock tonight, Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens delivering his 10th annual State of the Town address at a meeting at the Whitted Human Services Center. Doors opening at 6 p.m., so if you're heading out to the meeting, you can get there as early as 6, mingle and mix, and then at 7 o'clock, the speech begins. Joining us right now with the preview is the man himself, Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron, and we do encourage folks to get out there a little early. We want to start the program at 7, but this is as much a meet and greet with your public officials. So, you can get there 6 if you want. 6:30 is fine, but do come out in time where you can, have some face time with both your elected officials and with some of the key senior staff in the town of Hillsborough.
And this is one of those times when it's important to remind people that as hot button as national politics can be, and of course we're seeing it this week, state level issues as well, local politics is where you can actually as an individual make a difference just by sitting down or speaking face to face with a member of your town board or a member of your county board. So this is an opportunity for individuals to really make something happen in their community.
Absolutely, and sometimes it's a little imposing to go to a meeting, or meetings are somewhat formal, and of course all of our meetings are open and people are welcome, and it does make a difference when people stand up. This is an opportunity, just have sort of build relationships, come say hello. If you have something on your mind, share it, or point to us, some different ideas that you have, or find out some information. We find that sometimes when we get questions or people have ideas, we've been down that road several times before, and so we can share information. I'll also be talking at the State of the Town tonight. This is the 10th one I've done, Aaron.
Yeah. Does it feel like 10?
And being that, particularly how do we conserve our small town character and the growth of the town are, on people's minds. I'll be talking, let's look at this in terms of decades. So what's the last decade been like? What's the next decade look like, and how do we preserve our small town character? So that's what I'm hoping to talk about a little bit tonight.
So looking back at the last 10 years, looking ahead to the next 10 years, does it feel like 10 years for you?
It goes really fast, Aaron, and I think this is the one thing of as I'm just crossed the 60 line, I'm in my early 60s, and start looking at things in terms of decades. So I guess it's that life experience. It does not seem that long. And a lot has changed, a lot's probably going to change, and yet there's some things that seem very enduring about Hillsborough that seems much the same as much as it's also endearing.
So that's going to be 7 p.m. tonight in the Whitted Human Services Center. Everyone's invited out for that. 10th annual State of the Town address by Mayor Stevens. And other than looking back on the last 10 years and looking ahead to future of growth and development, what else is going to be covered in the speech?
Well, always a few, basics, just a quick overview of what our budget is, and a lot of it is just will be, where, how it is that the town makes plans for development, where people can plug in, and then we'll speak a little bit to what are the informal things that people can do to help preserve our small town character.
And a big week for the town of Hillsborough as well, because we got a new website, right?
Actually, it's very cool. Just got announced today, in fact, that we have a whole new website designed. I found it much easier to find things as I was sort of looking at things and where are they located to, as I'm, putting the last touches on my speech, hillsboroughnc.gov. So it's a little bit easier to kind of remember what the URL is. I think it's very clean and crisp and still provides that, lots and lots of information. The calendar is enhanced. The contact information to reach the people you need to reach is enhanced. We certainly very much welcome feedback, and this is all part of a very intentional effort that we're trying to do as a town of Hillsborough, is trying to set an example as good government to make sure that we engage citizens and we create avenues for people to be able to find information, to be able to reach us. So we encourage people just go, you know, check it out. And it's a good way of finding information and a good way of learning about more about your town.
And I can vouch for it. Just already in the last hour, I got on to remind myself of when the speech began and when the doors opened. And, yep, there it is right there on the homepage. Click on it. It all comes up right there. It's very easy. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to say ci.hillsboro.nc.us anymore.
Yes.
Just hillsboronc.gov, and you're done.
It's very easy. Yeah, I think it's much easier to navigate. again, it'll just make it people finding out about what's going on. Because, you know, so much of what we do is invisible until something goes wrong.
Mm.
What we want to do is try to engage people and get people involved and let people know about, you know, all the good things that their town government is doing.
Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and I mentioned a lot of times you don't really hear about things until something goes wrong, but let's talk about something that went right for the town. Yep, Rock Red Eye coming to Hillsboro, coming sort of back to Orange County after being away.
Yes, well, so that's good news, and they are taking a building that has been used by Southern Seasons. And so, you know, there's some concerns when they said they were announced that they were going to do a new facility in Alamance County. And we said, well, you know, well, we hate to lose Southern Seasons, but, you know, we know this is just going to create opportunities for someone. Well, in 2013, Yep Rock and Red Eye had moved their corporate headquarters to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the Sawyer Sessions, and so they sort of, you know, kind of made a home in Hillsboro, but they had their distribution facility still in Hall River, and so when this facility became open, they're going to make it for their distribution facility. They're, you know, a little homegrown business that started here in Orange County in Carrboro, and now it's the headquarters in Hillsboro, but we have lots, of course, distribution companies here in Hillsboro, so they're going to move the whole kit and caboodle here. It'll be home for about 50 employees of their 60-some that are worldwide. They're one of the largest distributors of music, and, you know, it makes me think, Aaron, we have been a real center for writers, and in many ways this is this, and with Music Makers, we're finding Hillsboro is going to be kind of a real center for the music and the music industry. And so, again, how much the arts play a role in our community and our economic development.
Speaking again with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, any other developments going on in town right now? I know we've got a new pedestrian bridge coming.
Well, that was another news release that just came out today. The Classical American Preservation Trust, which owns and operates Air Mount and the Historic Speedway, which are great walking trails, you know, Poets Walk, the Speedway trails, you know, about 260 acres on the east side of Hillsboro, open to the public. It's private land. They announced today the construction of a 95-foot pedestrian bridge. This is something we've been working on for years. This will make the connection of where the town's Riverwalk ends, which is right at the Classical American Homes property, get folks across the bridge, and there'll be trails that you can go behind V-Tree and then get right on the speedway and, of course, continue on with the Mountains of the Sea Trail. So this is big news. What they found out was that the bridge was going to have to be a little bit bigger than they thought it was, but they're ready to rock and roll. And my understanding is construction has already started, and they expect to have that done by August 1st.
That's awesome. So give me a sense of the geography. Does that also connect to Poets Walk behind Air Mount, or is that separate?
Well, Poets Walk is directly across the river.
Right.
And so when you're walking along the river from the speedway side of the river, you can see people who are walking on Poets Walk, you know, one little section. So those properties are adjoined. My understanding is that the Classical American Homes at, you know, in the future, their next bridge would be to connect those
gotcha.
Two. So they would need to do some fundraising for that. So that's probably a few years in the future. They got to get this project behind them. But this is very, very exciting. And this does make the connector between, you know, Riverwalk and the Speedway. And, of course, the Speedway is already connected to the Mountains of the Sea Trail. So for, I think there's just one or two little connections in Orange County, and you'd be able to walk from Hillsboro to, Clayton. you know, kind of like you were able to do back in the 18th century.
Absolutely. And it's really cool to go over to the west side there and see Air Mountain, the Poets Walk, and the Speedway, and VA Tree, and the end of River Walk sort of all there in the same area. And it's nice to see them coming together.
It is. And that's part of what makes this area you know, such a treasure. Air Mountain's a treasure. The Speedway is, you know, one of only three tracks that are in the National Register of Historic Places, the other being Indianapolis 500 and Bonneville Flats, and here we are. So it's part of the home to how NASCAR began, but it is such a beautiful park-like space, and it's open 365 days a year. You know, makes that Riverwalk so important for Hillsboro because it's connected to the west side, Eno Mountain, and to the east, these other properties, and all that's part of the Mountains and the Sea Trail. So that's why that was such an important investment for the town to do this whole greenway system that's right in the middle of town.
And I got my directions wrong. It's the east side, not the west side. I was looking at the map upside down. Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboronc.gov is the new official website as of today. You can go to the town's website there, much easier to remember, and get more information on all of that, including the state of town address coming up tonight. Mayor, before we let you go, I have to ask, since I've had House Bill 2 on the brain all weekend, and I know every other municipality in Orange County, the Board of Commissioners, Carper Board of Aldermen have already weighed in on it with resolutions, Chapel Hill Town Council going to tonight. What are your thoughts about the bill? What is the town board going to do, if anything, in Hillsboro? And what can the town of Hillsboro do in response to it?
Aaron, it's just, it is totally distressing. So the very quick things I say, because I know our time's limited, we welcome and value people here in Hillsboro, and this law certainly does not speak well of North Carolina, and doesn't speak well of us. We also believe in Hillsboro about setting an example about, you know, what good government is like, and I think this bill is sort of, particularly the way it was done, as well as what the bill itself is, it's just kind of government at its worst. The governor called it common sense privacy law. I think Barry Sanders today said it's a pile of pandering. It seeks to solve a problem that doesn't exist, that won't exist, and if it did exist, it would already exist. And it is very much anti-municipality. It is certainly anti-civil rights. It is just really, really bad for business. So it is somewhat of an embarrassment. I mean, it's a huge embarrassment for North Carolina. I've talked to most of my board colleagues, and I think we will be joining our other local governments in Orange County and probably across the state and trying to just to oppose this law and ask that it be repealed. And if we are going to have statewide anti-discrimination laws, they should be at our best, not the most limiting. So, yes, this is of great concern to us, and we'll be joining in. Not going to spend a lot of time on it tonight because we have the state of the town, but it is something that is definitely on our agenda, and I would look for some more information coming in, out about that very soon.
Absolutely. All right. The State of the Town address, 7 p.m. tonight, Witted Building. Doors open at 6. If you're heading there, get there early. Mix and mingle and meet your town board members as well as Mayor Stevens before the speech. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.